Hey, I'm Miss Chrissy.
And I'm Steve.
You're listening to JAGcast, the podcast of the Jinkinton Arts Garage. And this is episode number 139.
Yeah, where we explore the intersection of the arts and technology. And this is a very special episode because today we're going to be talking about a famous venue, music venue in Philadelphia called The Grape Room. And the Grape Room recently closed its doors, seemingly forever. Chrissy and I thought it would be a good chance to talk about some of our memories there. Probably more me than you, though.
Yeah, I think so.
But
you've been there more than I have. But the fun thing about the Grape Room is it's like one of those venues that's very like, it's weird to talk about a venue as like a family feeling, but not that, like a musical family feeling, like kind of like the Cheers of venues.
The Cheers of venues. Yeah. Well, a lot of our friends have been posting things about it. So if you look, I made a little collage here. So this all started because I remember, I think it was in December, the Grape Room announced that a lease was available, I think. And they just the other day posted this statement that said, from the Grape Room, that said, "We didn't think the day would come where we leave one of the loves of our life. They say the show must go on, but today it will not. Sometimes a change is necessary, and we hope one day Grape Room and Bad Habits Booking will host amazing local concerts again. For now, we have to think of the shape of what's to come. Thanks for the memories that we've all shared together along the way, as there are many eras of the Grape for each of us to remember, some spanning decades. The music, the friends, the lifestyle that was the Grape. It was a dream come true. Effective immediately, we will be closed for all further operations. We love you." And so you could see in my little terrible collage here that some of our friends in the music community, including guests on the show, Lisa Schaefer was here, and Famous and Fallen, where our lawyer plays, and our good friend Ed Needon, who's the voice behind our theme song. There's a lot of posts that happened where people were remembering it. Some photos were posted, and just a lot of people have a lot of feelings right now about the Grape Room because it was this very special place. And it got me thinking about how, I mean, I'm not someone who went there a lot because it is a bit out of my way because I live in the suburbs. But then I started thinking about it. I said, wow, I've actually been there not a lot of times, but each time I was there, almost, it was like a very impactful experience. And I met certain people there that I'm friends with now. I just had like some really important experiences in my time kind of growing into doing like music photography and getting involved in the music scene. I mean, if you think about it, without the Grape Room, we probably wouldn't even be here on this podcast because, part of the reason we want to do all the podcasting and stuff was part of the reason I started doing podcasting on like my Daily Cron podcast, which I haven't done in years, was just to talk about stuff like that I was doing. And I would talk about music venues and I would talk about like, you know, experiences I had. But it was like one of the early places I went to. So I put together a few photos that we can look at and kind of talk about while we're going on here today.
Nice.
So.
Oh, there's the sign. Everybody knows the sign if you've been there.
I found this in my. I don't think it was edited. I edited it real quick the other day, like yesterday. I found the Grape Room sign. This was probably from. I'm gonna guess it was 2018. I think this is probably the night, the second time I went there, to see Egos in the Sparrow. So let's like dial it back. These aren't exactly in chronological order. But we're gonna I kind of thought we'd organize it by people that I have met there or experiences with people there. So one of the first memories, it's not like the first thing chronologically, but I don't remember exactly when this happened. I forgot to get the date of the photo. It was probably 2017 Liberty Fest, I think, is what this was. So you weren't there. I hadn't even met you yet. I think we right?
Correct. Yep.
So Calibre and the Attitude were, and I've talked to them many times, one of the first musical acts that I encountered, and you know, become like one of my favorite some of my favorite people and musicians in the area. And I met them at Broken Goblet originally, and then I think this must have been after that, and they were playing, I think it was Liberty Fest. And this, so this is one of the shots. They used this for a long time on their Facebook page. It was cool. And I look how young they look. I mean, they're still young, but like, you know, this was a good shot. And then I remember this night specifically. So look at the smiling. This is where I started developing my photographic, I don't know, like taste on this, like the type of photos that I want to capture, like this, like Caliber and the Attitude. Like whenever I photograph them from this point onward, I always try to capture Callis smiling. I always try to get them looking at each other because it just felt like appropriate. But anyway, this is the photo I really want to talk about. This is Kevin. It looks like a baby face Kevin Rovner, who's an amazing guitarist. He's the attitude. They used to say he's the attitude in Caliber and the Attitude when they first started. So this photo, I remember this specifically because his mom wanted this photo. His mom liked this photo so much, I remember that. This actually might be sitting in his mom's living room or something somewhere. So
that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun. So that was probably, man, was that that might have even been my first time at the Grape Room. I'm not even sure. It might have been my first time there. Or my second time. I can't remember which one I went to first. It was either I went to a E. Joseph and the Sparrows EP release. I think that was maybe even earlier than this. I'm not sure. But it's around the same time. I think it was 2017. So this is one of the times. This has got to be the Liberty Fest that I think maybe you were there.
Yeah, that looks like the one I was at.
So it's like 2018. So here's the thing. Like E. Joseph and the Sparrows. Ed has become like a brother from another mother for me, and we've gone down and seen him last couple of years. He hasn't been in Pennsylvania in a while, so it's hard to get in touch, but we're good friends with Ed, is what I'm saying. And I love his music, and I fell in love with the band when I first heard them. And I was there. I'd met Ed briefly somewhere, and then I think this is how it went. This is all so long ago. And then I decided I wanted to go to I think it was the EP release. I think that's where it was. As Ed posted on Facebook, he said the Sparrows were kind of born there. And I do not have photos from that night because I didn't have my camera. At the end of this podcast, I have a little. I do have something from that night. We're gonna save that to the very end. But I do remember going there, and I thought it was so cool that he remembered who I was. Like, we had met, once before, I think, and he's like, oh, Steve, and, it was such a nice, it was one of the best times I ever had out that night. It was phenomenal. The music was great, and it was like going to the Cheers bar.
Yeah, I think that's what I've noticed from, I noticed that vibe when I was there, but then also, I'm not a musician, so, but that seems to be the general feeling among the musicians and the people in the music community who have been commenting on it is that they felt like it was always a home for them. You know what I mean? Not just a venue, like a place where they connected with people and made new contacts and new friends. And same thing for you. I think you met several different people that
And considering I honestly have only been to the Grape Room a handful of times, like two Liberty Fests, maybe two or three other times. I didn't go regularly because it's kind of awkward for me to get there from the suburbs. But the other person I don't have a photo of, I met Darnell Miller there, who's also a acquaintance of mine I've taken photos of, and I haven't seen him in a while. He's from Wilmington, but I went to one of the last open mics John Fay used to do there. And that's where I met Darnell Miller, and I was like, who is this guy? He's amazing. He had this, amazing voice. And then I went down to Wilmington after that when he did his Jesus and Jameson release show, and they just had an anniversary show down there, which I had to miss, unfortunately. But I was there for the original one, and I took a picture of him with these, really cool, which I don't have ready, but he's, really cool sunglasses. He had, American flag sunglasses on. But I remember that night. So I met him here at the Grape Room, and then I reconnected with him down at his show, and then I hung out with him and his guys down there at this bar in Wilmington a who's, it's famous, I think, but I'm terrible with remembering names of things, so I don't remember. But it was really fun. Like
Is it the Queen?
No. It was like a bar. Like after the thing was after the music stuff, but it was a lot of fun. I remember that. I still remember that night. Like I drove down to Wilmington, and like was there pretty late. I drove back home late. I used to drive all the way down Wilmington Lake. Like it was nothing. And yeah, so I met. So I don't have a picture, but please look up Darnell Miller. Jesus and Jameson is a great EP. But I met him there. I would never have met him without that. But for me, like the Grape Room is mostly about E. Joseph, you know, Ed and the Sparrows, because that's like where we really connected. Like that night, I think Ed even gave me a ride home that night.
Like
it was,
nice.
It was really cool. And so yeah, so this is them playing. I think in 2018 there. The original Sparrows lineup, I think it was. And we also have good friends, the Famous and Fallen here. And the bass player on the right is our lawyer, Nathan. But the Famous and Fallen, I did not meet there. I met them at another, I think, departed venue, the Connie's Rick Rack, when I was apartment sitting down there. And I just went there one night, like on an Uber, because I was in Philly, and I was like, oh, these guys are really good. And since then, we've been friends. I haven't got to see them very often. It's kind of like a running thing you might hear. Like, I haven't seen these guys in forever since the pandemic. But yeah, I remember this night specifically. I think this is the same night. This is this was like an E. Joseph, Famous and Fallen, Aaron Fox night. I think it was all three of them. And I don't know if it was this night. I remember seeing them at the Grape Room. I don't remember if it was this particular night, and it might have been. And it was and there was like a heckler, I think, coming from upstairs. Like there was something else going on upstairs, and it's like really drunk heckler kept coming down, and Nathan had to deal with it. It was very funny, it was like just stuff like that would happen when I was there at the Grape Room. But this is a cool shot. You can see like also the background. It's so dark in there. I don't have like very many pictures that aren't super dark. But it was they have all these cool murals like of people in like flying saucers and space and stuff. It's a very tiny venue.
Yeah, super tiny.
Super tiny. Very small. Very loud. But it was awesome. But you know, this is where I remember this was cool because it was like it was like E. Joseph, it was Ed, and then like my new, you know, new friends, Famous of Fallen, they were like all together. And I think this is where I met Aaron Fox, who does Brainfest, organizes Brainfest, right?
Yep.
And I think this is where I first encountered her there. And I found this photo. I never published it. I found it, and I just did a really quick edit on it because it's very dark. I probably didn't publish it because it was super dark. Like, it was hard to get to look decent because the lighting was terrible in there. But, yeah, she's amazing. I think she's on tour right now or something, or she was.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure we had – see, it's so long ago. I'm pretty sure we had a conversation, and we bonded a little bit over, like, cancer. Because I had different cancer experience, but you know, anybody who has like any kind of cancer experience, you end up talking shop about it a little bit, and so that was cool. Like so, and that was a lot of fun. And then this, and then like the other part of this again, all of my memories of the Grape Room have Ed in them, but the other thing is once in 2018 I met you, like we got together, and then I was like, we have to go to do like Liberty Fest. We went to Liberty Fest because Ed was playing, and. I don't know if you had met Ed before this point. You had, right? Or no?
I think so, but I forget where. Maybe World Cafe Live or something.
Yeah, maybe it was World Cafe Live. It's hard. We've gone to a lot of his shows.
I think so.
And but this is down there, and you recently gotten like a tattoo on your leg, and you're wearing the Sparrow shirt, and we took some shots outside. This is probably my favorite one of outside with them. You're just kind of like hanging off of them. I think this is the same day.
I think so too.
Yeah, it was just like this is also where we started getting with the sunglasses we always wear, and yeah. So this was also a really cool night. I kind of regret not going back to anything else since then. I think this might have been like the last time we were down there. But you can kind of see how it's a small place at a bar, and then the music stage is right behind where you are in this photo. But it was cool, and I also found this photo right here.
Reminds me of like Man Ray or something.
Yeah, I think we were, I think it's all the same day. I'm not sure. Did you have blonde hair in this other photo? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's all the same day.
Yeah.
So we're in the corner on the back, and there's like all these posters around the wall, you know, and I was like, let's try to get like a noir shot, because you're all like, you know, had good makeup on and stuff. And so you stood under this like one light that was there, and I was trying to get like a cool looking shot, and I found this one. This is also one I don't think I published this one before now. I don't think I've ever shown this one before now, because I found it and it wasn't edited.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
So I did a quick edit on it for this too. So that was cool. So I'm looking at my notes here. The night I went to that whole Aaron Fox, E. Joseph, Famous Fallen show, Mike came with me, I think, that night. Mike Fine. I actually got him out of the house and go down to a music venue. He was there. I wonder what happened. He took video that night. I wonder if he still has that video. So that was cool. Let's see. Is there anything else that we want to talk about? I don't know. That night, we also took some like random photos in the back. Here's Ed. We did a little portraits.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
In the dark. We did it in the dark. I had no flash. And it was like the darkest part. I can't believe this even came out at all, you know, at all visible. But this is actually one of my favorite little portraits. You know, okay, it may not be like the best technically. You know, it's like super dark. It's like kind of grainy and everything. But I just love this one. I also have one of him like going, ah. But yeah, I always love this picture. This is like Ed for me. Yeah. So that's basically all the photos I had about the Grape Room. It's just a real, I don't know, it's just a shame. I don't know what the details are about why it's, you know, there's a lease, but sometimes this stuff happens, you know?
It does happen, but, you know, it is a good reminder to regularly attend the places you enjoy so they don't disappear.
And even if they do, so you have a bunch of memories. And,
yes.
Because,
you know, life changes and people's plans change and their focus or their, you know, life is a journey and you never know where you're going to be on it. But, you know, keep going to those special places while they're around.
Yeah. And it also reminds me of like sometimes I am a little uncomfortable or nervous about like taking photos of things. I shouldn't be. But
yeah, I'm surprised by that. But
it's sometimes I still do. I don't know where. Maybe it's just because I'm not, as I said before, or as I said, I will say on the next episode after this, we already recorded, like I'm not always a people person. And so sometimes it's like I get a little nervous about it. But as I was doing, like going back through my photo archive and looking in iCloud and stuff for things, I was like, wow, I'm glad that I took photos when I was there so many times. Most times I was there, I took photos. And it's cool. I mean, I can look back and remember them now. And if I hadn't done that, then I wouldn't have anything to latch onto. And it's like I actually kind of regret not having, because I don't think I have a photo of Darnell Miller there that night on the open mic. I don't think I do. I don't think I brought my camera. I don't even know if I had one with my phone, as I didn't see anything. So it's like I feel like I should just not second guess myself and just take pictures, especially if it's like a music thing. Like, you know, just take pictures.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't second guess yourself. I mean, I think you just have to be.
Yeah,
it is a lot of work for you, so be mindful of that part. But, well, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a lot of work. That's why I'm like, I don't do this for a living. It's a hobby. I could not. The way I do photos is too time consuming to do it for a living. But they come out cool, so it works out. It's my little artistic hobby. It's my intersection. It's my intersection.
There you go, Steve.
There you go. So I don't know. I don't know if there's much else to talk about, because I said a lot of people, I think, had even more, even more of a relationship with the Grape Room than we do.
I agree. Yeah. I think it's just good to acknowledge. And, you know, there are a lot of people kind of buzzing around about it this week. So it seemed relevant.
Yeah.
And,
you
know.
I mean, as I said, for me, it's always going to be special, because it was like, because it's the night that Ed and I became like, you know, best buds. And
so for you, that is the be all end all there of the Grape Room.
The Grape Room is the Grape Room is where the bromance of Steve and Ed came about.
The Ed Neenan factor. Yep, is Ed Neenan factor. What it is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and also like the first time I heard obviously the Sparrows live, and one of my favorite songs of all time is Rabbit Hole from Just Some Sparrows. So
that is true. That is one of your favorite songs.
Speaking of, though,
is it that song?
No. Oh. It is a New Day, I think. But I found on my iCloud, thank goodness I pay for the iCloud Plus, right? I get the extra storage. I found deep in my archives some video clips of that night because
I know it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I didn't have my camera with me. I had my phone. I think it was like an iPhone 11. So it's not the best quality, and I clipped it down to a minute and a half. So as a little special treat, I figure we could all kind of, you and me, and then anyone watching or listening, we can all have like one final little celebration of the Grape Room by watching a special outro clip for the episode today of E. Joseph and the Sparrows performing, I think it's New Day, during the EP release show there where I met Ed. So, or where we became buds. So it's cool. I think the song's actually pretty appropriate too. The lyrics.
Cool.
But that's cool. So before we go,
you have to do the stuff before you play the video, right?
I gotta do the stuff?
Yeah. Aren't you gonna tell the people all the things before you show the video?
Like our links?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was actually just trying to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad we're on the same page. Yeah. All right, go for it.
So before we go, if you like the podcast here and you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel, like, and click the bell. Honestly, the YouTube will not recognize our existence unless people subscribe. We really want to get the channel like as part of the partner program at some point, and we need subscribers and interaction for that. But if you want to follow us elsewhere on the internets, you can find us at Jenktown Arts Garage on Instagram and on Facebook, and we'll post photos and behind-the-scenes stuff and often do some live video randomly on the Instagram when we're out, so that's fun. You can currently find the audio back catalog at jagcast.show, and our main website you should go to is Jenktown Arts Garage, jenktownartsgarage.com. Make sure you can sign up for the newsletter there so you can know when we're doing new stuff. And if you want to contribute financially, well, we have the option at jenktownartsgarage.com/coffee. You can make a donation and buy us a coffee so we can pay for some of our bills and keep Chrissy caffeinated.
Actual coffee.
No, but the service is called Buy Me Coffee.
You don't have to buy me a real coffee. I can provide myself with coffee.
That's true. If you contribute any money, it's just going to go to paying the web host bill.
Yeah, web hosting is code for coffee.
Yes. Well, it's confusing because
for web
look, the service is called
whatever.
Buy Me a Coffee. It's
I get it.
They even suggest you're like, oh, buy me a coffee because it's, you know, it's like a. It's
I
like
would
a,
love for us to have enough income coming in that we could pay all the things and then buy me a coffee.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Let's just start with paying all the things.
Yes, we're starting small.
Plus, I'm good. I have a beverage called Aspire today.
Not a sponsor. No one's sponsoring this. Just so you know, no, there's no sponsor, it's YouTube.
Aspire.
So you just like that?
Yeah, it's raspberry acai. How do you say that? Acai? Whatever.
I don't know, but we're going way off of the topic here that people are listening for. They did not come for this. No, we're losing them before we do our finale here.
All right, do your finale then. Okay, I will drink my Aspire
again,
on my own.
Let's all come together and celebrate one more time the greatness of the Grape Room with the greatest of the performances I ever saw there, which is E. Joseph and the Sparrows performing on their EP release show.
Yeah, do it. Play the thing. Why don't you shoot out the lights? Yeah.
Thank you very much.